Public schools across West Virginia will start the new year next month, with four of the 55 counties starting classes the first week of August. But one teacher, West Virginia's Teacher of the Year, Erin Spinoggle, has been working in her classroom all summer so she can be ready to teach and finish up her duties as Teacher of the Year. It's been a busy year for Spinoggle. Aside from teaching fifth grade at Tomahawk Intermediate School near Hedgesville, she's traveled across the state and country representing her profession.
It's been life-changing and life-defining. When this first happened back in October, you know, it appears to be an award, and you assume that it is. I mean, they give you prizes. You get a car for a year. They put your picture everywhere. But you soon come to the realization that it's not just an award, but it's going to become a full-time life.
That full-time life has included attending and being recognized at the State of the State Address in Charleston, a trip to Arizona to attend the National Teacher of the Year Conference, and going to Space Camp, where she met writer and West Virginia native Homer Hickam. In May, Spinoggle, along with the Teachers of the Year from other states, visited the White House. Spinoggle says the ceremony usually takes place in the Rose Garden, but rainy weather forced everything indoors.
Well, they had to move the entire thing, bummer, into the White House. So we got to line up shortest to tallest in the state dining room. And then we had about 20, 30 minutes to roam around the green, blue, and red rooms, and then they had the ceremony in the East Room, and we got to walk out the front doors of the White House, which was amazing. So it needs to rain like that every week. They had the White House ceremony, so they all get to go in, all the state teachers get to go inside the White House, because that was unbelievable.
Spinoggle has not been traveling alone during all these trips. Her constant companion has been a stuffed bear puppet she calls Berkeley, after Berkeley County. Spinoggle takes photographs of Berkeley everywhere she goes.
I even brought him with me today in case there's a photo op for him. He's like there's a book series called Flat Stanley, and it's about this little flat paper guy that you can take everywhere and take a picture of him. And people mail him around the country, and he's got a story to tell. Well, Berkeley's been my flat Stanley. And wherever I've gone this year, I've taken pictures of him, and he writes a blog about all the experience. Now, it's really me doing the writing. Bears aren't that talented. But he talks about all the places he's been for kids, so they can see, you know, what this journey is about and learn more about their state, which is very important for kids here in the Eastern Panhandle, because with so many people that come from outside the area to live here, they don't know a lot about West Virginia.
Spinoggle took photos of Berkeley at Space Camp, the White House, and the Vice President's house with Jill Biden, who is also a teacher. He's also traveled throughout West Virginia with Spinoggle, including a visit to the exhibition coal mine in Beckley.
Yeah, that's something that we don't have in the Eastern Panhandle, one that our students know very little bit about. They don't realize that coal was a huge industry in the state and is, you know, supports many people and many families. So I wanted to learn about that as well. But I took him to the exhibition coal mine, took his picture all around the places, so he could tell the kids all about what coal mines are like and what it was like back in the day when the coal town was the norm.
Berkeley is not Spinoggle's only stuffed animal companion. She has a whole collection of puppets she calls the Sugar Maple Friends that represent all the state symbols.
I've got a butterfly, I've got a cardinal, I've got a bee, and I found a fish that kind of looks like a trout. I mean, you have to use your imagination, but it is a trout. And they all have names. I call him Berkeley because I'm from Berkeley County, but all of their names are after the counties in West Virginia. So there's Clay the Cardinal, there's Morgan the Monarch Butterfly, there's Brook Trout, there's Harrison Honeybee, and then we can find those on a map of, you know, all the counties in West Virginia and all the different, you know, regions there are. So the entire thing that I do with them is very educational and it's a way to make them feel good about where they live.
When Spinogle's duties as Teacher of the Year end in October, she plans to write and illustrate a children's book featuring Berkeley the Bear and his friends that she hopes will be exciting for students to read and will draw them into the beauty of West Virginia and the country. In the meantime, she looks forward to getting back to the classroom when school starts in Berkeley County in mid-August and to fulfilling the last couple of months as Teacher of the Year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.